offensive mistakes.
We all make mistakes. It's part of life. But some mistakes have a bigger impact than others, as these two examples clearly show.
The dog. In September 2013, a woman was out walking in the woods of Stirlingshire, Scotland, when she heard some muffled cries of help. She reported the incident to the police, as did three other people. Within hours, there was a major search and rescue operation with 20 police officers, a dog unit, and a mountain rescue team. In total, officers spent 8.5 hours combing a small area of woodland searching for the woman. They eventually abandoned the search after finding no evidence of the missing person. Inspector Pat Scroggy, who led the operation, said, "We had teams search the hills, accompanied with search dogs. We carried out systematic searches of all sections of the hill. However, sometime after calling off the search, it was discovered that the woman in distress was in fact another walker who was calling for her dog, whose name was Yelp."
The trees.
In July 2013, a council worker accidentally chopped down 2,000 trees. The young saplings were hidden by long grass in a meadow in Harrogate, North Yorkshire, England. They'd been planted by volunteers from the Bilton Grange Conservation Group as part of a nationwide woodland trust scheme, which saw the planting of 6 million trees to celebrate the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. It took 40 volunteers several days to plant 2,000 trees, but just a few minutes for the council worker to chop them all down. The council had told the grass cutter where to go, but he ignored directions and wiped out the young trees, said Keith Wilkinson, chairman of the Bilton Grange Conservation Group, which carried out the planting. "It is a real shame. The mower has just ripped most of them from the ground. Only a couple of oaks have survived. It is disheartening for the volunteers. It is sad to have lost all that work," he added.